Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Stein Hendricks is here, too. Stein is a great member of our Brain Trust, one of my good friends, is a partner and CMO at Chief Outsiders, which is a marketing consultancy. He's CEO at Mighty Call, formerly with Microsoft. That's when I met him the first time. And he's been hanging out with us now for a half a dozen years. He's our good friend, Stein Hendricks. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So artificial intelligence, AI, some people call it. Most people don't really, I think the average person out here on Main Street doesn't have a lot of interaction with AI, even though they don't think about it, even though Siri Or voice search is AI, isn't it?
Yeah, we interact with AI and machines that learn probably with at least 10 things every day, whether it's the recommendations you get on Amazon or the things you speak into Siri, or actually when you search with Google, all those things are now powered by really modern forms of AI. The field has made a lot of progress. Yeah.
What would be the definition? If you had to define AI, what would you do? How would you do it?
Well, AI has been around for a long time, but a lot of the new developments from the last 2 years are really in the field of computers learning themselves. Mm-hmm. So where in the last 20, 30 years, people try to program computers and robots and tell them what to do, we're now entering a stage where the computers can really learn from what they see us do, what they hear us do, what they hear the environment do, and learn from that. And so you don't have to program them anymore. It becomes so much easier.
Well, and that's the Internet of Things is going to have a lot of AI in it, isn't it?
Yeah, the amount of data that we deal with is impossible to grasp for not just many people, but also for many machines. So for not having to tell them what to do with that information anymore, but computers being able to figure that out themselves is really important when all these things in the Internet talk to each other and have to, you know, learn quickly from all the data, and where we just are not able to program that anymore, to do that for the machines.
Well, would a form of AI be a refrigerator that tells you when you're low on milk?
Yeah, and it wouldn't be sort of the telling part, but really the learning from what you ordered last week, what you were using, etc., and making all kinds of conclusions out of that. Yeah, absolutely.
What's an example of an exciting way that you're seeing AI being used right now that would sort of take people's breath away if they knew about it?
Well, I'm a marketer, Jim, and the last 10 years, a lot of people in the marketing field talk about using data and making marketing more effective.
Big data.
Big data, and big data is a big word, that still, I think, leads, in many cases, to just a lot of data. And maybe beautiful dashboards and beautiful reports, but not a lot of real insights and real conclusions and real improvements. And now that we have information analysis and machines that can really help us understand the data without us telling the machine before what data is about, you can actually, as a marketer, use it for market research, use it to optimize the way you price a product, use it to understand how your brand is impacting people's behavior, really without first having to really understand it yourself and tell the computers what they should be looking for. But really throw the data at the computer and say, hey, computer, go figure out what's happening here and what we can learn from that, from people's behavior on your website, from people's behavior when they buy things, when they interact with your products, with your services, etc.
What will be the relationship between humans and AI. I mean, when you know, I believe that AI is here and it's going to be important, and we're all going to benefit from it. But I still remind people what Nesbitt said to us 35 years ago: the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. How do we reconcile those two things?
Yeah, I think the technology is still so far away from doing anything without our supervision and without us really pointing it in the right direction. I think it's still going to be a tool that we can really use to be more productive, to do things faster, to do things better. So in that sense, it's not very different from the microchip as it came into mass sort of availability 20, 30 years ago. But it's going to make our life easier. And it's absolutely going to impact the way we work and what we do and what type of jobs we have. A lot of the work that is high brain power, high sort of education dependent is going to be able to be automated in the next 10, 15 years, which couldn't maybe before. So there's a new type of job that will change, right? Jobs that are now in the field of marketing, for example, to understand where to do your digital advertising or how to optimize your website or how to do pricing for a product, those jobs are going to change because there will be a lot of tools that replace the things we as people did or do right now.
Right. And this is part of the disruption of the workforce right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, and that's always, this has been the case for 10,000 years, of course, and you write about these things a lot in your books. But it's just another version of we have to keep evolving and educate ourselves to do the things to control the technology and use the technology to be more productive instead of being afraid of it. These tools are a good example. I mean, a lot of people, I think, now are in school in either marketing or other, you know, science fields or economics. I think everybody needs to learn a little bit of this technology because it's going to be able to make them so much more productive and so much more effective.
I still think, though, the technology should be behind the scenes and the humans should be out front when it comes. And this is one of the things I worry about with major corporations, Stein, is they seem, people who run the data in big companies, they seem to think that the data is everything. And in my opinion, the data is just information. The people are the ones who make it happen. I get your thoughts on that on the other side of these messages. We're going to come back, and Stein's working on some pretty exciting AI stuff. I'm going to see if I can't coax out of him some of the new stuff he's working on. Right after this break, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Sir Elton, the next stop. You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.